Because I heard it in sports. Sergei Fedorov, coach of the
Sergs. Coach, yes, Sergs.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. I didn't recall hearing no.
at all, any time.
Sleeper.
Apparently,
very much so.
Apparently not, though, because Vegas, he's the lead runner.
I heard you
for
mention
the job.
That. I didn't know Vegas was putting odds on that.
I didn't
either.
I don't even know. That's not on FanDuel, I can tell you
well,
that.
Well, you know, consider the relationship with Stevie Eiserman.
And,
you know, it's probably not that big a surprise after all. We just, you don't hear the name, so you don't think about it.
Right. Well,
but he's been doing coaching.
Yeah, I mean, I know he's coached in Russia. Yep. In fact, I assisted in one of the Olympic teams. Mm-hmm. But still.
I know. Like, well, I think it's also just when he played, I never pictured him being a coach. I don't know why. I just never did. Steve Eiserman, I did.
Stevie, yes.
Yeah, it was. Steve,
I did. Shanahan, yeah.
Sergei was more of the guy that got underneath the coach's skin.
Right, yeah. Yeah, he and Bowman didn't see eye
to
eye many times.
He knows how to do it.
That's true. Yeah, right.
Well, anyway, I heard you say that in sports. Uh-huh. And
Well, that would be... Talk about the news, how that would,
would be
received.
That would be, especially since, remember Trotsky got fired, and it was like, whoa, there's your front runner. Then Cassidy just got fired. You think, oh, there's another front runner, and it's like.
Speaking of sports, did you see that the Denver Broncos got sold for $4.5
billion? Oh, yeah. There's money. There's money in sports.
Yeah, especially in the NFL.
Yeah.
Walmart heirs. Gee whiz.
Yeah.
And we wonder why. College football players are driving around $200,000 Mercedes.
Right.
Give me a break. All right. Well, anyway, we'll
just keep that
open.
For a while.
Keep it open. You never know.